101.77 HOFM. We are 100% Hobart, Mick and Anna. And of course, the 5K getaway, thanks to RSCT Travel, is going on at the moment. You could win yourself 5K to go wherever you want.
Absolutely. And listen, we've got travel guru Adam Ford on the line. He's got some 5K getaways for us. Just some ideas that people can spend their RACT voucher on. Good morning, Adam.
Hello, guys. Yeah, 5K getaway sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Doesn't it? Where could people go?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd focus on family holidays today. Just remember, when you're planning a family holiday, our flights are going to be your biggest expense. So keep an eye out for specials and jump on those. And remember, for international flights, kids under 12 at the time of travel are generally 75% of the adult fare and infants 10%. So that's just going to help a little bit with your budgeting. The first option I'm going to recommend is New Zealand, always popular with families. I thought maybe have a look at a self-drive from Auckland down to Rotorua, down the east coast of the North Island, spend a couple of days in Auckland, then head off. You can visit the Hobbiton movie set on the way. The kids will love that. Also, the Kiwi experience is a lot of fun. And when you get to Rotorua, you've got those bubbling mud pools, lots of Maori culture to enjoy. And mum and dad can sneak in a sneaky thermal spring spa treatment. How does that sound?
Sounds like a perfect trip. All right, 5K spent in New Zealand. What about, say, 5K if we wanted to go to Fiji?
Yeah, absolutely. Fiji, always a popular option for families. The Fijians love kids, we know that. And Denarau is a good option. The Sheraton there has a great kids club, lots of kids facilities so that mum and dad can spend a bit of time relaxing. If you want to push the boat out a little bit, head round to the Intercontinental on Natitola Bay or out to one of the islands. There are heaps to choose from. And just remember, again, book your flights well in advance and you'll easily come under budget.
Good stuff. Now, listen, one of my favourite destinations is Hawaii. Would you get a family to Hawaii for $5,000?
But you probably will. You've got to shop ahead for your flight to look out for specials, particularly, say, with Jetstar. Just sign up for their flight emails and just keep an eye on that. But you could do it. Once you get there, there's plenty of great accommodation available that's pretty reasonably priced. So flights, big expense, but once you get there, pretty reasonably priced. And again, you know what, for families, it's a great destination. It's clean, it's safe, it's comfortable, and there's lots to see and do.
Now, I've always wanted to go to Thailand because I hear the markets are amazing. Would 5K get me there?
Yeah, look, I actually, when I started looking at this, I thought of looking at tours, but you know what, tours are expensive these days for families. So I'm suggesting that you do this particular itinerary, fly into Bangkok, again, book well in advance of your flights, and then jump on a connecting flight up to Chiang Mai and spend maybe, you know, 7 days up in the northern city of Chiang Mai. It's a really cultural centre, perhaps the most cultural part of Thailand, a lot quieter than the beaches down south and a lot cheaper. You'll get spectacular accommodation up there that's really reasonably priced. You can soak in centuries of rich history and the kids will really get something out of it, which I love.
Oh, perfect. Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, $5,000 to go a long way if you kept it in this country, wouldn't it?
It absolutely would, mate. There's so many great choices here. I mean, you've got the Gold Coast, obviously. That's always a winner with families. Also, Port Douglas, which, of course, offers a lot of apartment-style accommodation, which is great for families. But for something a little bit different, I reckon head over to the Northern Territory. Again, book your flights in advance and look at Darwin. You can come face-to-face with the Salties at Crocosaurus Cove, which is a lot of fun. And also, the kids will get to engage with some Indigenous Australians, which you don't often get the chance to do, and they're going to get something great out of that as well. But just enjoying the spectacular colours of our amazing outback is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and just kids will absolutely love it.
Agreed on that one. Darwin's an amazing place. Some great suggestions there. Yep. 5K can go so far if you travel properly. Now, look, what if our winner wanted to get in touch with you, Adam, and ask your opinion? Is there some way they can find you?
They absolutely can do that. Just jump on the website, thebigbus.com.au. There's heaps of travel ideas on there. And again, if you want to get in touch, just shoot me an email and I'll give you some suggestions. No problems at all.
Good on you, Adam.
Happy travels, guys.